Welcome to your five for the day. A number of years ago, my family was on a coach holiday in Switzerland, based in the lovely Lakeside Hotel in Lucerne. The organiser had convened a number of sightseeing trips, one of which involved a cable car ride up Mount Pilatus. Because one of our friends was afraid of heights, he wasn't going up on the cable car, so I stayed with him at the bottom, whilst my wife and two children went up and saw the breathtaking views from the top. Interestingly, local legend has it that the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, was buried at the summit, giving it its name. Pilate was one of the characters involved in the trial of Jesus for just a few hours, but who was affected by Jesus for the rest of his life. Pilate's brief was to maintain law and order in the problematic region of Israel, Jerusalem in particular. All he wanted was a quiet life, and he was not afraid to be ruthless in this pursuit. Imagine then his discomfort when the Jews' annual festival of Passover came round, and Jerusalem was fuller than ever with throngs of pilgrims there to celebrate. In his reign, he must have heard of activity centering on Jesus of Nazareth and would have been horrified to hear of the tumultuous crowds that welcomed Jesus to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. However, by the end of the week, the mood of the city had changed radically, and Jesus was now enemy number one of the religious establishment. Imagine Pilate's surprise and anger when early on the Friday morning, the Jewish authorities landed on his doorstep, demanding that he try Jesus, leading to his execution by crucifixion. Imagine demanding the death penalty before even hearing the facts and the charges. Over the next blur of a few hours, Pilate examined Jesus, admitting, "I find no fault in this man." His wife sent a message to him saying, "Have nothing to do with this just or righteous man." Even the local ruler from Galilee, Herod, could find nothing worthy of death in him. But Pilate valued the favour of the people, anything for a quiet life, so eventually, literally, washed his hands of the whole affair and told his accusers to do what they wanted with Jesus, ultimately leading to his crucifixion. Surely this must rank as the greatest ever miscarriage of justice. Imagine Pilate wrestling with his conscience in days, years to come, knowing that just to curry favour, he had opted out and delivered Jesus to be crucified. It is said that during the rest of his life, every time he washed his hands, his conscience pricked him. Ultimately, he was displaced as governor of Israel and relegated to Switzerland, where he died, still disturbed and often seen wringing his hands together in despair. This is probably where we get our saying, "I'm washing my hands of the whole thing," when we want to distance ourselves from a decision with which we disagree. Can I point out kindly that none of us can wash our hands and dismiss Jesus that easily? Each of us has to take responsibility for what we do with Jesus. I either accept him for who he is, the kind, loving, forgiving Saviour, or the man who can do nothing for me. Remember, hours after confronting Pilate, Jesus died so that the sins of people like me and you, even Pilate, could be forgiven. To reach this happy conclusion, it is vital we don't dismiss him, but that we trust him. So why not take this step of faith today and enjoy peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your company today.